This chazar zeichen is a bechachat shvagim from Yehudim seches kedushin daf samach dalad zokta mishne. If a father says I accepted the kedushin for my daughter while she was still a minor, or I accepted kedushin and then accepted a get for her while she was a minor, if she's still a minor right now, he's believed to say this. If she was already an adult when he said this, he's not believed. If a father says my daughter was captured by goyim and I redeemed her, whether she's a minor or an adult, he's not believed. What's the reason for all the rulings in the mishne? In the case where she's still a ketana, since it's in his power to marry her off now, he's believed. In the case when she's already a gedola, it's not in his power anymore, and therefore since he's not believed, and also it's never in his power to have her captured by goyim, and therefore he's not believed regarding that. In fact, although he has no right to get her captured, but if she's a ketana, he has a right to marry her off to a cholol and make her also to marry a goyim, which is the same result of a woman who is captured. So why is he not believed regarding when he says she's captured when she's a ketana? Mar says that ketana holds like Rabbi Dustoi, who says that a woman who marries a cholol may still marry a kohen. In fact, the marbid has the right to marry off to a mamzer, in which case she'd be also to a kohen. And so he should be believed to say that as a ketana she was captured. The marbid says a ketana follows Rabbi Akiva, who says a kedusha is not effective on someone also with a lav, and therefore the father has no right to marry off to a mamzer. In fact, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the father would be able to take her as a widow and marry off to a kohen gadol, which would make her also to marry a kohen. The marbid says a ketana holds Rabbi Shevav, who holds Rabbi Akiva, says that even in such a case the kedusha would not take effect. In fact, he can still marry off someone who's also to marry with only an asa, and make her also to marry a kohen based on that. Rav Ashi said, based on this, we can't explain the beginning of the mishnah to be based on the fact that he has the power to do this to his daughter, because he can accept kedushin for her, but anyway, he can never make her divorced. Also, even accepting kedushin is only works if the man agrees. He doesn't have the power to really do that. Rather, the reason he's believed is based on Rav Huna's drasha of the pasuk as he is beating osati lishazeh. However, the Torah only believes him regarding the marriage of a ketana, not regarding her capture. Zuck, the next mission. If a man is dying and says, I have children, making his wife therefore not subject to Yibam, he's believed. If he says, I have brothers, making him subject to Yibam, he's not believed. In fact, the Mishnah seems to say that a man is believed to make his wife Mutter, but not to make his wife Usser. This would mean that the Mishnah can't follow Rabbi Nelson, because the Brisa says, if at the time of Kedushin a man says he has children, at the time of his death he says he does not, or if at the time of Kedushin he says he does not have brothers, at the time of the death he says he does, Rabbi said he's only believed to make her Mutter, not to make her Usser. Rabbi Nelson says he's believed even to make her Usser. The Chara Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Nelson. Rava said, the case of the Mishnah is different. In the Brisa, he's retracting an earlier statement, which therefore gives him some credibility. In the Mishnah, this first statement he's making on the subject, and therefore we can't be believed. Abaye said that it makes more sense. The fact that he's not retracting an earlier statement should make him more believable in the Mishnah. Abaye therefore said, the Mishnah is talking about a case where he is presumed to not to have any brothers or any children. Based on this presumption, she's not subject to Yibam. Therefore, when he says that he has children, meaning that she's not subject to Yibam, he's agreeing with our presumption and therefore is believed. But when he says that he has brothers, he's going against our presumption and therefore not believed to make her usher. In the Brisa, there's a presumption that he has brothers, but that he does not have any children. The reason we believe him at the time of the Kedushin, although he's going against the presumption, is that he has no reason to lie, because if he wants to make her putter from Yibam, he can just give her a get to take effect at the moment before he dies. Based on this, the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Nosson is, Rebbe holds that the fact that he has no reason to lie when he went against the Chazaka is a very strong level of belief, and therefore, if he later tried to retract that, we don't believe him. Rav Nosson holds that the level of belief is equal to the belief of the prior Chazaka, and therefore, we have no reason to believe one more than the other, and we therefore believe him when he retracts his earlier statement. Zuck, the next mission. If a man accepts kedushin for his daughter without specifying which daughter, the daughters who are already a begeres are certainly not in the possibility of having been the daughter that the kedushin was accepted for. If a man has two daughters from one wife, two daughters from another wife, and he says, I was mekadosh my older daughter, but I don't remember if it was the older of the older set or the older of the younger set, who was also referred to as older, or maybe the younger of the older set, who was older than both of the younger set. Rav Meir says, all the daughters become also to marry, since any of them may have been the one he accepted kedushin for, except for the youngest of the younger set. She definitely is not called older. Rav Yossi says, all are mutter, except for the oldest of the older set. If Zakhna Mishnevait, if a man has two daughters from one wife, two daughters from another wife, and he says, I was mekadosh my younger daughter, but I don't remember if it was the younger of the younger set or the younger of the older set, or maybe it was the older of the younger set who was younger than both of the older set. Rav Meir says, all the daughters become also to marry, since any of them may have been mekadoshes, except for the older of the older set. The Rabbi Yossi says that all are mutter except for the youngest of the younger set. Frekti Gemara, the mission seems to say that all the minor daughters are possibly married, and therefore a get must be given to each one of them, but this would mean that the mission is saying that a kedushin which does not have the possibility to lead to be is considered to be an effective kedushin. Mar says the case of the Mishnah is where there was only one adult daughter and one minor daughter. In fact, the Gemara of the Mishnah said adult daughters in the plural. So Mar says it's referring to all cases of adult daughters, not the plural daughters in this specific case. In fact, if there was only one minor daughter, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, the case is that the adult daughter made her father a shliach to accept Kedushin for her. We would think that maybe he therefore accepted the Kedushin for her. The Mishnah teaches that he will first accept Kedushin for his minor daughter before he keeps that, before he accepts for her, because he keeps the Kedushin money of the minor daughter. In fact, when I made the case that the adult daughter told him you can keep the Kedushin money for me as well, Mara says the Mishnah teaches that even so, a person will do first a mitzvah that is incumbent on him to marry off his minor daughter, rather than a mitzvah that is not incumbent on him, which is to marry off his adult daughter. The Mishnah said, "Mishia shleishtei kite bonus." Zaktamar, both cases of the Mishnah are needed. When he says the old daughter, when he says the younger daughter. Because if we would only have the first case, we would say only over there. Rameyah says that the father refers to each daughter as being an old daughter, except for the youngest. But when he says younger daughter, maybe Rameyah would agree with Rabbi Yosi. Only the very youngest is called the younger daughter. If we only have a second case, we would say that maybe only over there. Rabbi Yosi argues, but in the first case, maybe he agrees with Rameyah. Therefore, the Mishnah needed to say both cases. Fact, Gemara, does the Mishnah mean to say that Rameyah holds that a person would place himself into a situation of suffering? Rabbi Yosi would tell it not. We have a Mishnah which says punk fakert. A Mishnah says if a person makes a neder stating that he would be osur until Pesach, he's osur until Pesach begins. If he says until it is Pesach, then he's osur until Pesach is over. If he says until the beginning of Pesach, Reb Meir says he's osur until Pesach begins, and Reb Yosi says he's osur until Pesach is over. We see that Reb Meir who says a person would not enter into a suffix, and therefore a statement is understood in the most straightforward way, and Reb Yosi who says a person would say something that would put him into a suffix, and if it's more of Chanina bar Avdimi, in the name of Rav said, we have to reverse the shittas in the Mishnah. And in fact, we find a brisa that suggests that the shittas in the Mishnah attack have to be reversed. Abaya said the machlekes is only where there are two groups of daughters. However, when there's only one group, we all would agree that the older daughter is the oldest, the younger daughter is the youngest, and all other daughters will be referred to by their names. In the Mishnah, Rabbi said that even the middle daughter of the younger group is also because she is older than the youngest. Now, according to your explanation, since she's not older than in a whole group, she should certainly not be included in the possibilities of the older daughter. And for the case is that the second group only has two daughters, one older, one younger. The case of the neder until the beginning of Pesach is like a case of only one group of daughters, yet we find that they argue there as well. And for the Gemara, there they are arguing in something totally different. They're arguing the meaning of the words Pnei HaPesach. One holds it means until before Pesach, and one holds it means until Pesach has passed. But it has nothing to do with the machlokes that we're dealing with until now.